যাবি, মাহুমেও মে যাবি, so many questions, can't you make arrangements for me? I got a girl called South, she crochet all the time. I got a girl called South, crochets all the time. Mama, if you don't quit crocheting, you're gonna lose your mind. I can't count the time, I told her we'd cry. Can't count the time, I told her we'd cry. Look at the blues ain't on me, the things ain't going on right. If you want your lover, you better put her to your side. I say you want your baby, spin up to your side. If you flag my train, Papa never gonna let her ride. Ain't been much as gal in 3 long weeks today. Ain't been much as gal in 3 long weeks today. So long, seem like my heart gon' break. Excuse me, mama, for knocking on your door. Well, excuse me, mama, for knocking on your door. My mind don't change, I love and I care no more.
All right, under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov. Yeah, it's astounding with all the information out there. I mean, obviously logic doesn't play into the addiction. That there are still people, you know, even a lot of young people you see, you know, smoking away. I mean, it's like, really? You want that stuff in your body? I don't know. All right, that was Blind Lemon Jefferson, Matchbox Blues. And, all right, that's good. We're good. All right, so...
sits in your room, his tomb with his fist full of tacks. Preoccupied with his vengeance, cursing the dead that can't answer him back. You know that he has no intention of looking your way, unless it's to say he needs you to test his inventions. Hey, come out the window, come on, it won't ruin you. Don't say that he'll haunt you. You can go back anytime you want to. Thank you. tries to peel the moon and expose it. With his business-like anger and his bloodhounds that kneel, if he needs a third eye, he just grows it. He just needs you to talk or to pick up his chalk or remember where he throws it. Hey, crawl out your window. Come on, it won't ruin you. Don't say that he will haunt you. You can go back to him anytime you want to. While your face looks so changed, you must be awful frightened of the box where you keep him. While his genocide fools and his friends rearrange their religion of little tin women to back up their view. But your face is so bruised. Come out, the dark is beginning.
So, Mr. Zimmerman there, this is from the Basement Tapes. Okay, and this extensive book of liner notes, I was just seeing if there was some section of it I'd like to share with you, but there's so much. Let's just see. He's talking about the making of Blonde on Blonde, Highway 61. Well, let me get here. This is an audio snapshot of Dylan's working method. Of course, not every idea works. At one point in the development of On the Road Again, the drummer tries a Slim Harpo tattoo, while the piano and bass try to execute a messy march that makes you imagine a calliope rolling down a midway in a windstorm. Oh my gosh. An attempt to play Mr. Tambourine Man with drums and bass tugs the rhythm toward Papa until finally a distracted Dylan complains, "The drums are driving me mad," and brings the experiment to a halt. Oh my gosh. Dylan's next producer, Bob Johnston, would initiate a Damn the Torpedoes approach to recording Dylan. Imagine. Johnston recognized that with Dylan, you never knew when some flash of genius was going to appear or vanish. So he rolled tape all the time. Very smart. Rehearsals, demos, tuning up, goofing around, got it all. It might never happen again. Why Tom Wilson stopped producing Dylan has never been explained. Was Wilson's crank-it-out approach getting on Dylan's nerves? Well, anything's possible. But Dylan has always been a proponent of getting in and out of the studio as quickly as possible. Interesting. And capturing the music before it gets stale. It is astonishing to realize that in a single day, January 15, 1965, Dylan recorded the final versions of Maggie's Farm, On the Road Again, It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding, Gates of Eden, Mr. Tambourine Man, and It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. One day. Oh my gosh. During that extraordinary session, the tapes reveal a testy exchange between Dylan and Wilson. Dylan is leading the band through a rollicking ramshackle on the road again when Wilson lets out a loud whistle like he's hailing a New York taxi. It must have hurt in the headphones. The band stops and Wilson says, "The tempo's too fast to squeeze in the words, Bobby." Dylan, annoyed, says, "Hey, man, we were gonna do it." Wilson says, like an impatient gym teacher, "You want to do it right. You want to do it that way? Go ahead." Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Yikes. Okay, well, that's all. Let's see. What have we got next? I guess we've got some Mr. Clark Terry here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, so of course I was just getting ready to share something with you, and now my screen has just goofed up again. Let's see if I can get back to what I wanted to share with you. How annoying. Well, in any case, that was Ball State University Jazz Ensemble, Stretton by Eric Slovak. He's the composer. CD release called I Can See the Other Side. So, let's see if I can get back to... Oh, my goodness, this is so annoying. All right, skin you... This is from 21st Century Israel. Israel 21st Century. And here's how to water your plants just twice a year. Now, that's fascinating. A new alternative to soil from Tom Grow, that's the company, self-waters indoor plants and delivers all the nutrients needed for 6 months. It's by Brian Blum. Okay, so that's quite interesting. It's a startup that's training. That's not it. Okay, so where did the article go? Come on. All right. I think we got it now. Okay. So it says, here's the problem. We have a lot of plants in our home. Every time my wife has to travel and I am tending the house, I invariably forget to water some of the plants. My wife comes home to several brown and dying plants, and I get an earful. Israeli startup Tom Grow has developed technology that self-waters the plants and delivers all the nutrients needed for 6 months. With Tom Grow, you'll only need to water your plants a couple of times a year, a definite salve for horticulturally challenged relationships like mine. So... they've developed an alternative to traditional soil that consists of gel cubes filled with water. It looks odd at first glance. Instead of the typical dark soil, the plant's roots are embedded in what look like ice cubes. Fascinating. Huh. Tom Grow, CEO, Rotem Bracken, calls his company's cubes Medium X and refers to them as a programmable growth medium. Just amazing. That's a fancy way of saying that the cubes are packed with the right mix of water and nutrients for the plants they'll feed. Blueberries, for example, require different levels of acidity than do tomatoes. The cubes don't have any embedded technology. Their insides look like a tiny fishing net dubbed a nanomatrix. It's really unbelievable. It's the plants that determine how quickly the water and nutrients are delivered. A wireless sensor in every planter's monitor what's left in the cubes and sends a daily report to the Tom Grow cloud and then to the customer's phone or computer. It's just unbelievable. Oh my gosh. Bracken is not a horticulturalist. He came to Tom Grow after establishing the fintech sector within the Israel Export Institute. Oy. He was friendly with Ariel Halperin and Ron Ben-Or, managing partners of Tenny Capital, who were doing due diligence on a different company, developing newfangled planters. Tenny asked Rotem's father, landscape designer Gideon Bracken, what he thought of the idea. He was not impressed. Then the proverbial light bulb went on for the future Tom Grow team. We realized we didn't want to make a solution that's just slightly better. We needed to do something crazy, says Bracken. Something like Medium X. Oh my gosh. Now, I don't know what I just did, but I lost that place. Oh my gosh. All right. Well... Yikes. I don't know. This phone is really driving me totally cuckoo. I don't know how to get back to what I just closed by mistake. All right. Well, somebody out there knows what I'm doing wrong. And I just updated this phone, and now it's not even doing what I thought it knew how to do. All right. Enough of that. Let's go on to something else. Let's see. Ah, I think we're going to do, what are we going to do? We're going to do something from Roger Lewis. All right. All right, let's do this one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, that was pretty strange. I was trying to play something off of my phone. This is when Roger McGuinn jammed with Eric Clapton and Jimi Hendrix, and it didn't come out really well. So, sorry about that. Well, you got a little flavor of it. Anyway, all right, I've got a few more minutes here. We're going to play something from Duvet Coos. Here we go.
Rachem, Rachem, Al Tzion, Ki Yibes Chayenu, Velahu Vas Nefesh Toshia, Bimheiro Beyomenu. Rachem, Rachem, Al Tzion, Chayenu Elahu Bas Nefesh Toshia Bimheiro Beyomenu. Rachem, Rachem Al Tzion, Ki Yibes Chayenu Elahu Bas Nefesh Toshia Bimheiro Beyomenu. Rachem, Rachem Al Tzion, Ki Yibes Chayenu Velahu Bas Nefesh Toshia Bimheiro Beyomenu. Rachem Al Tzion, Ki Yibes Chayenu, Velahu Bas Nefesh Toshia, Bimheiro Beyomenu. Rachem, Rachem Al Tzion, Ki Yibes Chayenu, ולעלובס נפש תושיע במהירו ויומנו.
רחם, רחם על ציון, כי ביס חיינו, ולעלובס נפש תושיע במהירו ויומנו. רחם, רחם על ציון, כי ייבס חיינו, ולעלובס נפש תושיע במהירו
That was Dvekus Rachem. And before that, that was the Jimi Hendrix, Roger McGuinn, and Eric Clapton jam. All is by my side. Kind of hard to hear that. And Juanita Pascual, Guderia Paraquico from the New Flamenco Trio. And Roger Lewis, Maybe You See Horses. All right. It's the name of the CD. All right, we're just about out of here. We're going to leave with Yearnings from Beyond by Israel Edelson, a transcendental piano recital, and this is the Alter Rebbe's Nigun. And hope you're enjoying the beautiful, beautiful weather. And have a lovely evening. I'll see you next week. Don't be late. Thank you.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Transmission will start in...